Tuesday night, Ksubas Shir. And we're going to learn the Flamen Amud Beis, Nehu Nairis and Ksubas. And we're learning the din of Kamli Bedrabi Minei. These are the basic sugyas of Kamli Bedrabi Minei that we're learning about now. And we're learning the shitas of Nechunya ben Hakone, that Misa, Misa, we're not sure what, that's what we're learning about Abaye and Rava. From Nechunya ben Hakone is that, we'll call it Misa Bidei Shemayim, or perhaps Kares, is there's a din of Kamli Bedrabi Minei, just like Mises Bezin. In other words, the granddaddy of Kamli Bedrabi Minei, that when you have a punishment of Misa and Mamon, or Misa and Malkus, you just get the Misa. And so the din is said by Mises Bezin. Oson, a woman is killed, and there's no concurrent Chiyuv Tashlumin on the Vlados. So, that's Kamli Bedrabi Minei, that's the granddaddy, that's where it learned out from. And Rav Nechunya ben Hakone, the Pashtus, you would say that's only by Mrs. Bezdin. You would not extrapolate on our own, we would not extrapolate on our own to Kores or Misa Bidei Shemayim, because they are understood to be a less severe Onesh than Mrs. Bezdin. In the hierarchy of onshim, and of course it's always reflective of the hierarchy of the intensity of Isser, is Mises Bezdin. That's like the worst. When something is Mechuyev Mises Bezdin, it's the most severe punishment, and it's the most severe Avera. Within Mises Bezdin, you have more severe types of Mises Bezdin. We Paskin Skila is the most severe. So if you want to say, like, what's the worst Avera? If you want to talk like that, so you're going to look at something that has Mrs. Bezdin and has Skila, about the Zara, Chil Shabbos.
Is the issue of Mrs. Bezdin override, well, it takes priority over Mamon just for that instance? I think it's a little...
I don't know if the right word is priority. It actually creates an exemption on paying for the Mamon.
For what moment?
Which obligation became incurred at the same time, we'll say, as the Misa.
So
there's a lot of permutations. What happens if you're Mechal Shabbos, and while you're Mechal Shabbos, you are Mazik someone's moment, like, you know, with the other hand. So we're going to be learning about all those kinds of things. But they come together. When they come together, so you only get the words Kimle Bedrabi Minei. I collect opinions on what the words Kimle means, and the phrase Kimle Bedrabi Minei. It's not so clear, it's a little obscure. I say, I have an opinion too, I'm entitled, that it's from the Lashon, it's enough. You find throughout Shas, Kimle, like that's enough. So it's enough Bedrabi Minei. Others say it's Kumle, it's like, given this onus of the Russian, we're ma'amid the din, only b'derabba minei. It's a little obscure Russian. I think it's obscure, I don't know.
But I guess do the actions have to be like this?
We're going to see two types. Either the same action incurs both obligations,
or
both obligations are incurred at the same time, and possibly even through different actions. Like in one hand, I'm a Chal Shabbos, and on the other hand, I break a guy's vase. Two different actions, but it happens at the same time.
Let's say you rob a bank, and then you kill somebody.
We're going to be learning about all things. We're going to be learning about all that stuff.
Okay.
That's
what? Let's wait till we learn it. This is the sugya of Kamli Bedrabi Minei on these three blah. Like, I'll just say, there's two perspectives that you could. Certainly, they have to come together. That's what Kamli Bedrabi Minei means. They come together. There's two possible ways things could come together. It could be done with the same action, or it can happen, or it can be incurred at the same time. Now, what? Not necessarily. If you carry four amos in Rishus Harabim, the action that's Mechayiv Yumisa takes 10 seconds. Takes 10 seconds to carry something, let's say four amos in Rishus Harabim. While you're carrying, and you don't get the Chiyuv Misa till the end. The Maisa takes 10 seconds, the Chiyuv Misa is incurred at the end. In the middle, you broke someone's Kli. No, it didn't. The Chiyuv Misa came at 10:06, and the Chiyuv Momen came at 10:05. We're going to be learning about these things. It's ridiculous. I want to give you a flavor of Kol Megudrabinei. I mean, but it can be viewed from the perspective of mice, it can be viewed from the perspective of time, it can be a combination of them. Mitzvah Shem, this is the sugya. Now we're learning of the Chulim and Akona Shita, that there's a din of Kol Megudrabinei, even if it's not Mrs. Bezdin. I wanted to speak out that the Chulim and Akona is a Chiddush, because Mrs. Bezdin is the most severe onish. So you wouldn't necessarily extrapolate. Pottering from Momon is a Chumrah. We say, oh wow, it's such a severe onesh, it's going to exempt the moment. Now that is a chiddush, by the way. Certainly, logically, I would say, wait a second, that's not fair. Just because he got a chi of misa, why should he be potter from the moment? Adarabba, I would give him, I would throw the book at the guy, let him pay for everything. It's like a logical question. Maybe a philosophical question. If it's a, you could say that. I know you're happy with that.
Rabbeinu Chaim says it a lot.
What?
Rabbeinu Chaim said it a lot.
What do you mean says it a lot?
Says zera sakasi.
On what? On coming.
No, a different dinim. That in other words, there's not a logic reason why it's so. It's so because it's zera sakasi.
No.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you.
I
told you, right. There's two types of logic. We talked about this a few months ago. This compelling logic, and then that something is rational and not logical, not illogical. Pora Aduma might be illogical. A source of Tyra should not be a source of Tuma at the same time. Not logical. Zer Sarkosa. Then, when Rav Chaim many times talks about a Chok HaMelech or Gzeres HaKosov with this, he just means that on our own device, left to our own device, we wouldn't say that. But certainly, Lamarsha, we have a din of Kumli B'drabaminei, yeah? I say a person, it's incumbent upon a person, since no Rishonim speak out that it's Gzeres HaKosov in that sense of a Chok, then it's incumbent upon us to figure out the logic of it. Now, it doesn't mean it's compelling logic. Without a pasuk, we'd never say it on our own. That's compelling logic, that you would say it on your own without a pasuk. So I'm not saying it's on the madrega of compelling logic. It's a gzeres hakosuv, it's a din. But it's not a chok. It's not a chok. And Adarabba, we're mechuyev to figure out what is the logic of it. Like, why would the Torah say such a thing? It's like totally, what's the sense of it?
We can't use that logic to determine the dinim. That's called Tadori's Tadikah.
I agree with you. I agree. But I hold part of learning Torah is to figure out the logic of it.
So that's scientific curiosity.
No, Chas v'Shalom. It's Torah. The Torah wants you
but
to figure out.
We can't use it to make change that logic.
That's usually not. Generally not. Maybe it's Machlokas of Shimon and the other Tanoim. Maybe. I would say even more. Machlekes of Shimon and the other Tanoim is because they were sure what the logic is. We could never be sure that we're right. So Chas v'Shalom for us to change a din because of the logic that we said, how do we know we're right? So on a practical level, on a pragmatic level, we wouldn't change a din because of it because we don't know if we're right. We're speculating. But it's Torah. The Torah wants you to plumb the depths of Torah is to understand it and to see the logic of it.
As far as you can go.
Yeah.
Right.
Only when it's a... The Rishonim even explored chukim. Chukim have the logic too, they're just not revealed to us. Nothing in the Torah is illogical. I don't want to get into that rap again. I'll tell you the truth. Mominus is all logical. But I've spent decades trying to figure out a logic for the din of Bailavimo, that a shomer is potur when the giver of the pikadon is in the employ of the shomer at the time he makes. Like, it's the only. So for my first few decades, I said it was a chok. I said this is the only, and it was like a riddle. There's only one chok in Mominus. But then I got older. I said, who said it's a chok? Nowhere does it say it's a chok. There must be a logic to it. So Rav Shemshon Falhurst suggests a logic in Chumash. He suggests a logic, a little unsatisfying to me, but he has a logic, and then there must be a certain logic to it. I'm convinced there's a logic to it that we could figure out, by the way. I hold there's a logic to everything, even to a chok. It's just it's not revealed to us. But okay, I don't. But certainly Mominus, if it doesn't say Beferish, it's a chok, it stands to reason that it's logical, not compelling. Compelling is, Amos Mechveil of Araya is compelling. Morris says you don't need a pasuk for Amos Mechveil of Araya. It's compellingly logical.
So Balavimo is not a svara.
Balavimo is not a svara. Right. But it must be a svara. Right. If our minds would be attuned to the Seichel HaTorah, to Das Torah, we would be able to figure out the logic.
The whole Torah from
nowhere does it say it's a chok. He figured out the chukim too. I would say that's a raya that the chukim are also logical. You wouldn't think it's a raya from there, and we'd get into an argument.
That depends what you mean by logic.
Right. Not Ruach HaKodesh. Nowhere does it say he knew Torah through Ruach HaKodesh. It says, Nasu Shtechel Yosef Kishtei Mayonos HaChochma. Chochma is logic. Chochma is logic. What's Chochma? It's logic. That's Chochma. Intelligence. You figured it out with your brain. That means it's rational and logical. Your brain can't figure out something irrational. So it may be a myth, irrational number. But your brain, a seichel hayosher, a seichel, doesn't think illogical, hopefully. Unless someone has a krumah seichel. We call it a krumah seichel. If it says that Avraham Avinu nasu shteichel Yosef, kishtei mayonos hachochma, he wants to know what he wandered into, and why this has to do with Ksubis. I think that's a very important point. It says, Nasu Shtechel Yosef Kishtei Mayonos HaChochma. It doesn't say he got Ruach HaKodesh, and he figured out even the Chukim. It's clear, Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti Echkom of Yirchokom Mimeni. That means there's a Chochma there, but it's not revealed. It's Rechokom Mimeni. He didn't plumb the depths. He couldn't figure out Paradua, but he was. Why didn't he just say, what are you trying to figure out, Mr. Shlomo HaMelech? It's a chok. Of course there's a logic to it. Everything's logical. Because Hashem, chokma. It's called chokmas Hashem. It's not our logic. But we're mechuyev to, part of learning is to straighten our heads, to think like the Torah. That means by Levimo, there's a logic, and person should want to be zoche to be able to say, oh yeah, it's logical. It takes a lot of learning. It takes a lot of straightening out the head. It's absolutely logical. Anyway, there must be a logic in Kongle Bidrabamine. Nowhere does it say it's a chok. But really, l'chor, it's counterintuitive. You would say, why should I pot them from the moment? It's Guri Iskar. It's Chote Niskar. What kind of logic is that? So, you want to hear what I think the logic is? And, it's like getting ahead of the sugya. We're not learning the sugya now. I'll tell you, I was aiming on the logic of Kamali Bidavini. But first, I ask you to accept the premise, which is based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Kamali Bidavini is really, and I think you said this a few days ago, it's really a din in Bezdin. I think you, maybe, no, my Harusa said it. It's really addressing Bezdin. That Bezdin doesn't punish the second punishment. But the person himself is really Mechuyev. This is based on the Gemara in Bavitzia by Eslin Zona. Eslin is the term of Filibo Alima. That it's clear that even when this Kabbalah be Drabimine, you bet some owe the money. It's just that Bezdin doesn't make you pay it.
But if that
you're not mechuyev to pay it.
But if that person gets the money, the Bezdin won't make him give it back.
Right, that's what the Ksois talks about such cases, if you grab it. We talked about that a few months ago. I owe it, but I don't have to pay it. It's two different levels of chiyuv. I have a chiyuv that I owe someone $5, then there's a level of chiyuv that I have to pay what I owe. That's two different things. There's I owe, then there's I have to pay what I owe. And that's... Sometimes, it's two things. Once it's two things, it's theoretically possible to have one without the other.
But is it still...
I don't want to get into that. There's like a whole world out there. Even Bezdin, when Bezdin Paskins a person's machuyev of money, they actually paskin it in two stages. Chayavata, and say tenlo, go pay him. There's a chiyuv by Shmita, you find. There's owing and there's having to pay.
Kapara and Mammon, the Kohen. Mafish, this is Kapara, and then there's Din Mammon.
I'm not sure it's the same thing. We'll learn twice, we'll talk about it. But there's a L'chayr, there's a B'feirish Gemara that Kam Le'Bidrabi Minei doesn't exempt you completely from your chiyuv. It's chal on the din to pay. It's not chal on the owing.
So does it become
a
midas chasidus to pay?
L'chori, yeah. In fact, that's Beferish when it says, losses yudei shemayim. So now I'll tell you what I think Kamei B'Drabi Mina is. I was omid on it. I was zoche. I was driving one day in Muncie. I remember it clearly. It's like, where were you when... My age, you say, where were you when Kennedy was shot? To you guys, you say, where were you when you heard about 9/11? I was around, how old was I when Kennedy shot? I was around 10 years old. I remember I was very clearly.
I remember.
I remember I couldn't understand why my father, like, cared. I remember even then I was like a cynical little brat. I thought, like, what do you care? He's a guy. Like, what do you care? He was shot. Like, who cares? Who cares? It doesn't affect us. The guy, who cares? I couldn't like understand why people cared. Why you didn't care. Like everybody was talking about it. Anyway, getting back to coming down, I was driving to Kollel one morning in Muncie, and I was listening to the radio. Never. And they were talking, it was the news, and they were talking about someone killed someone. Yeah? Someone killed someone, and they said he was convicted of first degree murder and illegal possession of a weapon. So I remember I felt like it's degrading, it's a bizarre to talk about illegal possession of a weapon. If he killed someone and you're saying that he's first degree murder, it's like a bazillion for the court. It's a bazillion, like what? Someone was killed and you're talking about punishing him with death and you're talking about illegal possession of a weapon. It's like, it's degrading. Then it hit me. That's Kamei B'Drabi Minei. And I was driving and then I pulled up, and I got a parking spot, I remember, and I sat there. And I said, this is Mamish Pshat Kamei B'Drabi Minei. It's degrading for the Bezdin to paskin Misa and to paskin that he has to pay money. You're killing the guy. And like, you're talking about, like, doesn't Pasta talk about it. Like, it's degrading. You don't talk about illegal possession of a weapon. Like imagine, you know, he's convicted of first degree murder and illegal possession of a weapon. So you say, what's the judge, nuts? Like, that's what's on his mind, the legal possession of a weapon. You're giving the guy, you're killing the guy for murder.
It's like in the U.S., suicide is illegal only if you survive it.
Right.
it's the same law.
Right. So Mamela, that's called Bidam. So the that's my out. Theory.
So the Rav didn't fit.
That's Xeris Akosa.
So the Rav didn't figure it out by logic.
But the Beis Din was still have to figure out both anyway.
The Rav didn't figure it out by logic.
I figured it out because
Hashem gave you, because you were Rawi to have Ashgacha Pratis, Hashem put the thought into the Rav's
head. Yeah, the point of my story was not to tell you how smart I am.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying
I did not figure it out with my logic. I was omed on it after I viscerally experienced a certain reaction to a piece of news.
That Hashem had you happen to have the radio on, it happened to be there.
Yeah, I don't take credit for this.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about logic. Once it's understood, it's then it has a logic to it.
I said it's not compelling. That's mommy using the words out of my mouth. I said it's not compelling. Some of the dominate is not compelling.
It has a logic to it.
But the Beis Din
is... That's what I keep saying.
Okay.
It's not compelling, but after you see it, has logic to it.
It's not arrived at by logic either.
What?
It's not arrived at by logic.
If something's logical, it could be arrived at by logic.
It could be, but also,
by definition.
But many times it's not.
I was lucky. What I experienced was called serendipity. That's the word for it.
There's such thing as serendipity in Torah. Ashgacha Pratis. No such thing as serendipity.
Serendipity could be from Hashem also. Serendipity doesn't have to be not Hashem.
Okay,
serendipity means it's popped up out of.
Means what they call in Hebrew, tziruf mikra.
What does it mean?
Coincidence.
And it means not Hashem?
Yeah.
Then I withdraw the word. If it means not Hashem, I take
exactly.
it back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as coincidence.
But a Beis Din would still have to make their decision for both, even though they're not stating.
Okay, I don't want to quibble over words.
I
agree with you. I don't know if I'm going to quibble over words. What does it say by Rus? She ended up in Stei Boaz. What does it say in the Pasuk? Yeah, the exact lashon. Vayiker mikreha. What does that mean literally? What does vayiker mikreha mean? It means the words mean. What a coincidence! She ended up in Boaz's field. So it's, in Yiddish, vayiker mikreha means tzitzach ketrof. It happened. So what? Why did the Torah pick those Torah the Neviim? Why does it pick those words? I'm not trying to prove it happened without Hashem. Right. Obviously, it was Ashgacha Pratis. I just want to tell you, if you, I don't think using the word serendipity is anything worse than the pasuk using the words Vayiker Mikreha. It means it was so unbelievable, it was so weird, it was so coincidental that the pasuk describes it that way, and it was so much so that it happened with Ashgacha Pratis. But you see, the Torah is not adverse to using the words Vayiker Mikreha, which mamish means it was a coincidence. That's what it means, Vayiker Mikreha.
Torah means it was just Ashgacha Geluya, that's all.
But the Torah, Adarabba, when something is like unbelievable Ashgacha, you say, what a coincidence. Nothing wrong with using those words. As long as you don't mean without Hashem.
But in the world, that's exactly what it means. That's why
okay.
Depends on which world you're talking about.
Okay. Good. We agree. There's a Hashem in the world. We're not arguing about that.
So I saw somewhere a classical case would be somebody who steals an animal and then chests it on Shabbos.
Well, regarding, right, that would become right. Bedrabimine on the Arbo B'Chamisha.
Right.
On the Knas, right. Right.
Now, but if he hires a Shliach to shecht the animal for him on Shabbos, then he would be Mechaya from the Dinim
Amin. Yeah, because he's not Mechuyiv Misa.
But did he steal it on Shabbos?
Because he's not Mechuyiv Misa. Like,
he told
so he's not Mechuyiv Misa.
Didn't steal it on Shabbos.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, the Shliach.
Didn't
steal it. Shliach is Mechuyiv Misa. But he's Mechuyiv for the moment.
Yeah.
It's a Gemara in Ksubis later on, and it has to do with Shliach Dvar Avera. Okay, good. Let's get back to this. How do we get onto this? I want to tell you the train of thought here. I said that Rav Nechudya ben Akona learns it out from a pasuk. Because you can't extrapolate. Listen, I want you to hear this. Because If Rabbi Chulia ben Hakadosh learned it off on Pasuk, he says, because normally you would not extrapolate from Mrs. Bezdin to Kores, because Mrs. Bezdin is more chamur.
Can I just ask why they say that?
I say it.
Why are you saying Mrs. Bezdin is more
First of all, it is. In Gemara Sanhedrin, it's more chamur. I'm using the fact that that's a reality without our Gemara. That's in Gemara Sanhedrin. That Mrs. Bezdin is more chomer than Kares or Mitzvah B'day Shemaya. That's clear in Gemara's and Sanhedrin. That's considered, it's more chomer, it's a more intense onesh, and it comes for a more intense Haveva. Now, I'm saying, that's why Rabbi Chunya ben Akona needs a pasuk. Because you wouldn't extrapolate.
It's not logical.
Right, you wouldn't extrapolate. No, but to say that, then you have to say, Kamal B'Drabimineh is logical. That's the train of thought. If Kabbalah B'Drabimineh would be logical,
once you have an axiom, now you build logic.
Right, very good. So we agree. So that's what I'm saying. When you say you can't extrapolate because it's more chomer, you're saying there's a certain logic to the din, and therefore it's dependent on Mrs. Bezdin being chomer, and therefore you can't extrapolate to something that's less chomer. But if you would say it's a choke, and there would be no logic to it, then you could extrapolate, because what difference does it make that Mrs. Bezdin is more chomer?
No,
it's not totally... I want you to hear. You could extrapolate from Mrs. Bezdin to Kores.
How can you extrapolate? It's a
right. You're saying you wouldn't extrapolate anyway because it's a choke. Okay, no. I hear. I'm pointing out that if you say you can't extrapolate because it's more chomer, then you're saying... just talking Hilchus logic, then you're saying it has a certain mahalach to it, it has a logic, and the fact that it's more chomer, less chomer makes a difference.
Why? No. Ein bo el chidusha. If the Torah has a pasuk, we have a principle, ein bo el chidusha. You can't extrapolate anything from it.
But that's not true. The Marshal, we say ein lech bo el chidusha by basu b'chalach. Yet we extrapolate. We extrapolate from a calf to a cow. We extrapolate from a cow to a
gedi.
Ein lech bo el chidusha has social guidelines. Okay. Let's learn.
Okay.
So we're going out to Rav Chunya ben Hakono, and Rava learned, and Abaye learned it out from Oson, from Gzeira Shava, that Oson B'day Shemayim is also triggers Kamli B'Gavimineh. Now we're up to Rava, the Flamet of the Beis. Rava Amar Taimid Rav Nechunyim and Akonam Ehacha, Vim Haleim Yalibu Amoritz Eseineim and Oishahu, the Sito Mizaro Lamolech, that's a form of Avodah Zarah, B'Pashtus, the Satyan, if they don't give him the Mises Bezdin, so Hashem says the something in the Asponai, Boishahu uva Mishmachto, the Chratioso, who get chorus. Now this in itself is not so unusual. Shabbos is Mises Bezdin and also chorus. Avodah Zarah, but here the pasuk like explicitly links the two. It links Mises Bezdin with chorus.
So that means the Beis Din would have to come to the conclusion that he was eligible for Kares to make him exempt from the moment.
No. It works the other way. Beis Din would have to find his Mechuyav Misa. If for some reason they don't give him Misa, he still gets Kares. No, the Pasuk is not talking about moment. The Pasuk is only talking about Misa's Beis Din and Kares. But the Pasuk links the two. They don't do it. It's a hush of a family. They don't give him visa. Either purposeful twisting of the din, or the purposeful ha'alama. They ignore
it. Lacking of aidim or
hasra. No, that's not what the pasuk's talking about. So the chratiyosa amra Torah. The Torah links the two. Koresh shali kemisa shalachem. Ma misa shalachem potem anatashlumin, av karishali potem anatashlumin. So that's Rava's source, the link in the pasuk itself, from Mises Bezdin to Kares. by Iko ben Abaye le Rova, what's the difference? Is there a difference between Rova and Abaye? Abaye said the posuk of Ason. So the Mari answers, Iko benayu zor shachal truma. Kids, so the bottom line is, Zor Shachal Truma means, and in doing so, he stole the truma and he has to pay for it. So do we say, Kamei b'drabanan in that? Now, if a Zor eats truma, it's Misa b'dei Shemayim, not Koris. The difference we're not going to go into. But there's Misa b'dei Shemayim and there's Koris. Rava's Pasuk specified Koris. Abaye's Pasuk was a general also b'dei Shemayim. Anything that's b'dei Shemayim. So that's what the Gemara says. Iko b'nei Zor Shachal Truma, Labaye Podur, you say, Kamei b'drabanan. Because any also b'dei Shemayim, well, the Rava Chayav, you have to pay for the money because it's not Koris. And it's only Koris because Koris is more Chomer than Misa b'dei Shemayim. And therefore, it's only Koris that Patos, and you say, Kamei b'drabanan, even according to Rav Dechulia ben Akana. We're in the world of Rav Dechulia ben Akana. That Koris, you say, Kamei b'drabanan. Question is Misa b'dei Shemayim. What does Rav Nechunya ben Akona? If I ask on a test, what's the machlekes Abaye and Rava about Misa b'dei Shemayim becoming b'drabanan? That's not precisely correct. It's not machlekes. It's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. What does Rav Nechunya ben Akona hold? If you don't hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, then it's a no-brainer. Certainly a mechuyav moman for Koreis, for Misa, for everything. The only issue we're going to have here, and Gemara, and then for the next Amud, is going to be talking about eating truma and having kamli b'drabanan, is all according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So it's all according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, according to Abaye's interpretation.
It's technical in the sense we know what's Iko b'nei. One is only kibbutz b'drabanan by kareis. One is only kibbutz b'drabanan by
b'dei
Shemayim.
Also by
right. So we know the difference. The only shari is, can we provide a practical application of the difference? We know the difference.
The Gemara answers the difference.
But before the Gemara says that, we know the difference between the two.
I don't know.
Rav said, one holds a kareis and kibbutz b'drabanan, and the other holds also a mitzvah.
I was saying the Gemara's Terence. That is the Gemara's Terence.
That's before Zor Shachal Truma.
No. That's how Rashi explains the Terence of Zor Shachal Truma. That's how Rashi explains the teretz of Zor Shachal Truma. That the teretz is as if the Gemara would have said, "My benayu, we can benayu, misu b'dei Shemayim."
We wouldn't have known that.
I don't know if we would have. What's the Gemara speaks it out?
I thought that
Gemara is not a chok.
No, I know.
Okay.